Blog Talk Radio.
Bonjour. Hey, the holidays are here. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, and internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. Our world is shrinking. Discover how to live your life like it's golden. Discover what the world has to say. And how do you grab that desire, that fire in the belly to be part of the world movement, moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter and to explore? Log on, blogtalkradio.com. Thousands of shows and millions of listeners. Discover what the world has to say. Now, mid-December, I think the second week, when you log on to my show, you're going to see that the opening will always be my views on local, national, and international news, the happenings in the world. And then the second half will be the topic. Today, of course, is holidays and gratitude. You know, the holidays are here, and your mind is always creating. Now, the holidays can be mediocre or merry. Will you be stressed or blessed? It's your choice. And I love what Buddha has to say. We are what we think. Get your pen and pad out. I'll say it again. We are what we think. And all that we are arises with our thoughts. With our thoughts, we make the world. Thoughts are more than things. They are the cause of things. You know that you're the creator of your life? You're the Michelangelo? You're the artist, and you know they say, and you've heard me say this time and time again, do you want to change your life? Change your thinking. But you can't do it in one big swoop. You have to take baby steps. So when you woke up this morning, did you really wake up in gratitude? Did you say, oh, good morning, world? Good morning, my higher power. Good morning, God. Or did you say, good God, it's morning? Pick up the mirror. Take a look at yourself. Say hello to the creator of your life. No one is doing it but you. On November 21st, Friday, 6:30 to 7:30, you can live your dream. Steve Jobs said, and I quote, your life is time. Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life. Well, first, you have to make your own opportunities. Your future is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choices you make. It's not something you wait for. It's something you must actively pursue. Persevere. Go on in spite of challenges and difficulties. Don't wait for extraordinary opportunities. Seize the moment. Seize common occasion events and make them great. Opportunity can come disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. Don't stop 3 inches from gold. I'm at a loss to understand why the holidays, why do 99% of our population create stress during the holidays? It's a wonderful time of the year. You're to embrace the spirit with holiday cheer. How can you possibly, if you're stressed out? How can you possibly? It doesn't make sense to me. If they're supposed to bring peace and joy and gratitude, you can't embrace anything if you're stressed out. And you're putting yourself in an early grave. Because stress and anger releases toxins into our body. I know how to neutralize the free radical damage, not only with my supplements that I take, but with my thoughts. And why do we celebrate freedom of choice one day a year on Thanksgiving? Why do we really concentrate on gratitude one day a year, Thanksgiving? What are you grateful for? The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Let your voice be heard. And I love it when I get calls from Europe, Australia, Africa, London, England. And you do know that when you call in, my gift to you is my ebook, The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chick, and discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible. Right now, no costly equipment, no surgery unless you want a nip and tuck it. I'm telling you, the face has muscles. And in the book, you will learn my facial exercises that provide a natural lift to the muscle of the face without stretching the skin, and my tongue stretch exercises. Come on now, how long would you listen to me if I kind of sounded like this and I'm just really... No. Oh, how wonder is the human voice. It is indeed the organ of the soul. It's your passport to your future. Your branding, your signature, your identity, your voice defines who you are, what you are, and where are you going. And I'd love to hear your voice. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. You can email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I Studio, at sbcglobal.net. I'd love to get letters, don't you? Handwritten? You know, email is okay, but it's so impersonal, so cold, insensitive. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. Write down my websites, Kathy Watson Speaks, CathiWatson Speaks.com, and then SimplyAgeless.net. And if you want to truly get acquainted with an incredible way to market your product, your service, your book, whatever, for a nominal fee, do it through Virtual Portal. And you want to see my video, one-on-one with Kathy? Log on, Kathy, C-A-T-H-I, SimplyAgeless, www.yourvirtualportal.net. Click on all of the buttons. And then take a look at the opportunity to promote you, your product, all over the world for next to nothing compared to what it would cost you to hire a marketing person. And the success formula for marketing is, in PR, name recognition, repetition, and exposure. Repetition, 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 over and over again. Because you see, unfortunately, our interest span, human beings, about 8 seconds, and I'm being generous. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So, darlings, let's go to local. I'm really quite curious and interested to see what Rauner is going to do. He is, I wonder if he's going to put the money where his mouth is. They're talking about the 159-year-old governor's mansion in Springfield that really needs some work. And Rauner is looking forward to renovating the historic home with private funds. But it may require legislation to do so because it's owned by the state. I really don't know how that works. I know that ex-Governor George Ryan and Laura, his wife, moved in full time. He had a large family, lots of grandkids, and hoped to have a swimming pool installed. Every governor would have loved to have had one, but no governor followed up on it. And then, of course, we remember Blago, who flew back and forth from Chicagoland to Springfield. Sidebar, I do really feel that he and Patty aren't the brightest bulbs in the lamp, but he didn't deserve 14 years for just being maybe not as swift as he could have been. Now, I'm reading from Sneed's column in the Sun-Times. She's told that Rauner is not into old stuff. He likes modern and streamlined. This should be interested. And still locally, oh man, I would have loved to have been the fly on the wall when Pew News, President Barack Obama took time out from his immigration reform visit to Chicago on Tuesday to have a private chat with Archbishop Supich. Building bridges. You know, again, come on, let your voice be heard. Call in 347-637-3789. Look, we all know that America is the greatest country in the world to live. Capitalistic, entrepreneurial. I don't know of any country that I could come into illegally. And this is my issue. You want to come here? Live a good life? Do it the right way. Do it legally. Why can't you do that? My parents did. You want to come to America. Coming to America. To live the good life. Then have the mindset to do it legally. You know, I worked hard for my money. But all of my career, my life, it's been a joy because I love giving back and thoughts, words, deeds, actions, even donations. I don't want to support anyone that's here illegally. Go back to your country and fix it. And another thing, while you're here, we've got it. We've got the formula. We don't need for you to change America. Why don't you learn? Why don't you have an open mind? And take what you've learned here back to your country and make your country a better place. And oh, by the way, America, you know, I live in Chicago. I'm Chicago bred and born. Live in the suburb of the state of Illinois. No wonder Spanish-speaking people don't want to learn English. No matter where I go, it says English and Spanish. Or now let me give you a hint. When you're bilingual, you're going to make more money. Corporation, businesses, private entities, they're looking for and the more languages you know, the more money you're going to make. Backward, turn backward, oh time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. I told you that my parents were immigrants. And we spent all of our time insisting that they learn English. That was great, but we didn't learn Croatian. We were so busy teaching them English. And they made their way mens a mens. If I had it to do over again, according to the professor that I studied with, Voice, at DuPaul University, he said that I spoke a foreign language before I went to kindergarten. I can make myself understood, and I understand most of it, but I don't have a strong handle on it. Now, you illegal immigrants and immigrants, all of you, whether it's the state of Illinois, California, scam artists prey on illegal immigrants. In some cases, they offer a false fast track to residency or citizenship. Oh, they're pros. We'll talk about that a little bit later. Okay. Holiday travel. Oh, years ago, when Bill and Bob both lived in Colorado and they weren't married yet, every Thanksgiving I would board the flight and be with them. Ah, what memories. Now, darlings, let's go to national. I need to ask you a question. Oh, no, let's go back to travel. In New York, travelers seek to avoid storm. Oh, Mother Earth is really angry. Thanksgiving travelers scrambled to change their plans and beat a storm exit expected to bring snow, slush, and rain to the crowded Washington to Boston corridor Wednesday. Forecasters said major northeast cities will probably see moderate to heavy rain most of the day, but higher elevation west of Interstate 95 corridor could see as much as 6 to 12 inches before the nor'easter exits Wednesday night. We're having strange weather here. It's cold. Come on, we're in the 20s. And I had to put the protection up. Our patio doors lead out to our lanai, our beautiful balcony that we had to prepare for the winter. And on the one ledge are all of my gorgeous orchids. and my peace lily. And my orchids have 20 new babies. And I had to protect them, so their protection is up. The wind, if you have it, it really went down to, I think, 29 last evening. And my peace lily has 5 blooms. And when I looked, it's having another baby. Oh, I just love my flowers. Now, can we go national? Hold a minute. I need to hear your voice on this. I'm a little confused. And it has to do with Ferguson. Ferguson, Missouri. Just 1 little minute. The Ferguson officer said I did my job right. And he said he couldn't have done anything different in his confrontation with Michael Brown to have prevented the 18-year-old shooting death. And he told Stephanopoulos he has a clean conscience because I know I did my job right. Now, let's just be factual. Take race out of it. There was a jury, blacks and white. Okay, African American, Caucasian. Sorry, Roger, but this is what they want me to say. I'm looking at my photo of Roger Plummer and I. He's African American. Click on the video, Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare. Boy, do we rock the stage. And we're decades apart. But let's look at this collectively. The African Americans in Ferguson. A jury said he was clear. A jury of whites and blacks. It wasn't at all white. It wasn't at all black. It was a combination. 3 months. And they came back with the all clear. So, tensions flare again. Police fire tear gas to disperse crowd after peaceful protest turns violent late Tuesday. You have broken our hearts. You have not broken our backs. Al Sharpton, oh, get a life. Now, I want to ask you something. Let's turn it around. Let's say that a black officer in Ferguson shot and killed a white Michael Brown. Now, we're reversing it. A black officer, police officer, shot and killed a white man. What protest would there be? And we take it to jury. And the jury comes back and says, half white, half black, all clear. Would the whiteins have taken to bombing, protesting, burning down Ferguson? Now really, stop and think about that. Would we whiteins protest, burn? I don't know. I don't think so. I've never read about it. Have you? Why is it the black community, the jury said it was all clear? Can't you handle it? This is 2014. You have as much rights as I do. How dare you? The jury said he was all clear. Turn it around. What if it were the other way? I don't know, Whitens. Would you burn down a city, a state? Sharpton, oh, enough of Sharpton. I can't put up with him. Get a job. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. So, darlings, it's the holiday show. And again, I'm telling you, immigration, racial tension, it's all your choice. All your choice. And as a Whiten, and if it were reversed in Ferguson, I would say the policeman was doing his job. The jury said so. They took 3 months. They took all the time in the world to be sure. They said he was cleared. Turn it around. I would feel the same way. And all of you that are protesting all over the country, remember, if you scatter thorns, better not go barefoot. Karma, serendipity. What are you scattering? It's unfortunate, but the facts are in front of you. The facts are in front of you. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Don't you have a voice? Let your voice be heard. Call in on 347-637-3789. And by the way, I take responsibility. And these are my thoughts. This is America. Freedom of speech. We're all equal. And if the jury in Ferguson saw that something was amiss, they would not have cleared the police officer. Stop and think about what you're doing. The race tension is stronger now than it's ever been, and yet, when I look at you, I don't see color. I just see your eyes. See what you're all about. Listening to Live with Kathy. Let's talk football. You know, the Silver Fox and I are football fans. Denver Broncos, Green Bay Packers, and, of course, the Bears. And this is what Mike Ditka has to say. Jay Cutler has been called $22 million? And he's guaranteed $54 million? For what? I think that all sports figures are outrageously overpaid. At your expense. And yet the stadiums are just packed solid. Jay Cutler has been called a coach killer by some. As a coach coming to a new team, would you take his reputation into consideration or would you look at it as a challenge? This is Four Downs with Ditka. Well, first of all, you have to equate two things. The quarterback has to be the leader of your football team. But at that position, you also have to have talent. Okay. Leadership. Jim McMahon was a leader. He went out, so on and so forth. He was a little wacky at times, but so was Ditka. How do you explain the Bears' sudden turnaround on defense? You could look at a lot of things. They're playing with more of an aggressive nature. I don't know. I still say quarterback is guaranteed $54 million, and I'm on the team, and I'm nowhere near that. I wonder if emotionally and psychologically this doesn't factor into the other players. Regardless of how the Bears finish this season, do you think Mark Trestman's job is safe? Well, I hope it is. Then again, I don't know, and I'm quoting Ditka. If you think the right thing to do is to get a new head coach every 2 years, then you're crazy. You just can't do that way. Listen, Mark knows football. Okay, as a player to coach, did you like playing on Thanksgiving? What problems did it present, if any? Well, you have a short week, so you have to do a lot of your preparation the week before. I always thought it was a great honor to play on Thanksgiving. I really did. The years we played in Dallas, I didn't mind it because you had a couple of extra days, so on and so forth. So Ditka never had a problem with playing football, or football, on Thanksgiving. So we wish them well, and I wish everyone a happy and joyous Thanksgiving holiday season. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Oh, come on. Computer, come back. There you go. So our Thanksgiving season. Now, how's it going to be for you? Going to be stressed out? Are you going to be blessed or stressed? Why don't you choose to be hale and hearty for this most wonderful time of the year and embrace the spirit with holiday cheer? Now, this is the season for giving. I remember Christmas at home when I was a little girl. I didn't know that you got Christmas gifts. Oh, my mother was an incredible cook. Oh, cuisine. Bon appetit. I remember getting a Shirley Temple doll, the only gift I ever got as a child. I cherished that doll, and I preserved it for years. In 1972, I was having a garage sale when I lived in the suburb of Chicago. And I took the doll and I put her in a big shoebox away from the people that were coming in. I had some gorgeous things. Do you want to know what happened? Someone stole it. We searched everywhere. And whoever you are, if you have my doll, could you give it back to me? It brought so many wonderful memories, and I still see me on my hands and knees. And I didn't know it was for me. And, oh, my mother and father always have this great, big, beautiful Christmas tree with the great, big lights. But if the doll brought you happiness and peace, how could it? You stole it from me. So what are you going to give this season? Did you know that we all feel happier when we give than when we receive? You see, when we give, our brains light up like bulbs on a Christmas tree. So this Thanksgiving is the precursor to the Christmas holiday. Are you swimming in gratitude? Are you embracing your good fortune and sharing it with others? are you in gratitude for the richness of your life? We experience life as a series of feelings. Life is a feeling. Feelings are innocent, irrational, intimate, and so is our experience of life. We're so excited. We're going to be with our niece, Karen, and her husband, Dan, tomorrow. Oh, they are the premier host and hostess. And I want you to know that they are so generous and loving. They're giving people. And we're excited about meeting Dan's mother again, Miriam, and all the other nieces and nephews, cousins, and Don and his friend Chris. It's going to be a joyous reunion, a joyous gathering. And oh, the food. I'm bringing flowers. In fact, after the show, after I do a few things, I'm going to run out and get the flowers for the tables. So are you living in gratitude? You have to cultivate a mindset. It's a mindset. Remember I told you that when you wake up, you need to chart your day. The weeks leading to Thanksgiving follow a sad but typical pattern for many of you. Chart your day. You can live your dreams, but you have to make your own opportunity. Be determined that this is going to be a joyous time for you. Your future is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of the choices you make. It's not something you wait for. It's something you must actively pursue. Don't wait for extraordinary opportunities. You heard me say this earlier. Seize common occasions and make them great. Opportunity can come disguised in the form of misfortune or temporary defeat. Start today right where you are. Oh, the grass is always greener. Distant fields will always appear greener. Yet golden opportunities are all around you. Power-packed potential principles. Possibility, the pendulum back and forth. Procrastination? Nah. Are we looking for perfection? Have to be so perfect? A panacea. It's a remedy for all challenges and difficulties. Passion. What is your paradigm? Are you going to change it? It's your model. It's your blueprint. Persevere. Go in spite. Go on in spite of challenges and difficulties. With power. Be precise. Be ongoing. Be a pioneer. A new line of thought. A new way to approach the best of the rest of your life, which is right now. And persuade. But as a role model, everyone will want to know what you're doing because you seem to be so happy and you look younger and your health improves. And then talk about what has been relevant for you and how you changed. Now, the roadblocks to success, while you're cultivating your gratitude mindset for a better life, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Yeah, I'm too lazy. Oh, it's going to take too much work. Oh, pessimism. No, I tried it once for a couple of days. It just didn't work. I guess God just, or whoever your higher power is, doesn't want you to have it. You have to be perfect? How could you be perfect? Even an oyster has to create friction to create a beautiful pearl. The pendulum. Back and forth. Yes, I will. No, I won't. Yes, I will. No, I won't. Will, no, I won't. You don't have to persuade anyone. So look at your pendulum. Where's it swinging now? Oh, maybe tomorrow. I should have, I could have, I would have. Ah, you know, none of this stuff ever works. Pessimism, always expecting the worst. And you don't have to persuade anyone to join you while you're soaring with the eagles. There are those that are going to run with the herd for the rest of their life. It's okay, let them be. It's their life. It may be the only thing that they know. And if they're living in that box and they're not taking the lid off, I'm thinking of Ferguson. It's their choice. I want to know how they maintain balance, and even this Sharpton, in burning down buildings. I want to know what their justify. The protest. That's the word I've been looking for. Justify your actions, marches, and protests. Given the results, fair and square, justify your action, your marches, and your protests. You know, to get to the feast, the gathering of family and friends, and the moments of grace in which we're truly thankful for what we have, we sometimes travel through a highly stressed out, filled, sleep-deprived, overwhelming path. The truth, I've never experienced that. And come to think of it, much of the rest of the year reflects the same cycle of weeks of hectic preparation leading up to a singular, the one event in which we relax and embrace the gifts life offers, however great or humble they may be. But what if the journey could be as full of joy and thanksgiving as the destination? If you're going to take a trip, and the planning and the preparation are going to stress you out. Stay home. Make it fun-filled. Psychologists tell us it can. And more than that, it should. Cultivating a sense of gratitude as a normal component of your thoughts each day can change the way we experience everyday life. Hey, further, it can reduce stress, improve your health, protect against depression and anxiety, help you sleep better, and increase your satisfaction with life across the board. Gratitude heals, energizes, and transforms lives. This is from a PhD, an author of numerous studies, publications on gratitude. And in the course of his research, he has found correlations between expressing gratitude, positive health, and well-being outcomes. And among them, they did a study. Now, wait a minute. My dictionary is just here. let's really get a handle on gratitude. Hey, you know, don't make me think that you're not the brightest bulb in the lamp. This is 2014, November 26th, and you're alive. You're here. You're here. And you can't be grateful? And if you are experiencing discombobling life, I just made that up, and there's anger and hate and stress, you created it. You have to take part responsibility for it. So, okay, grateful, thankful or appreciative, give pleasure to, gratitude, state of being grateful, gratuitous, free, uncalled for. Okay, we don't need gratuitous. But what are you grateful for? Or are you one of those that live by comparison and competing? You deserve the life that you have because you created it. Okay, so the people, according to the study, this is by Dr. Robert Emmons, PhD, director of Emmons Lab and author of numerous studies and publications on gratitude. Study participants who kept gratitude journals also exercised more regularly. Oh, here again, the big E, exercise. Oh, don't listen to me. I only have 7 decades of proof. What's in it for you? How long will it take? What does it cost? And where's the proof? They experienced fewer problems and were more positive about their lives in general, as well as their future. People in other study who kept list of things for which they were grateful made more progress toward their goals than those who did not. Daily gratitude exercises led to greater alertness, enthusiasm, determination, attentiveness, and energy in intervention with young adults. A 21-day gratitude intervention with adults suffering from neuromuscular disease improved high energy, positive moods, connection with others, better sleep, and more optimistic ratings of life compared to a controlled group. Gratitude puts situations into perspective. Developing a mindset of gratitude is a learned skill for most of us. We naturally think more about what needs to be addressed rather than the things that we already have that have already fallen into place. The things we lack, the symptoms we experience, the obstacles between here and there all seem more important, more urgent than appreciating the bright sun when the cold wind is blowing, or feeling thankful for our mobility when the bursitis is flaring up, or being grateful for a perfect parking space when we're running late. It's more natural to focus on what needs to be fixed, but that focus blinds us to what is there. What is there is right alongside. Living in the present. Get Eric Toll's book, Live in the Now. Both realities are valid. Which of those realities claim us? That's our choice. Okay, now this is what they found. Keep a gratitude journal. Or even a list will do. Write down 5 things for which you are grateful. You can do this exercise daily or weekly. Both bring results. The key is to be sincere. One way to ensure your sincerity is to add why you are grateful for each item you list. When the participants did this, they experienced significant positive results after 2 months or even sooner. It's your sincerity. Be in gratitude now. Be in joy now. Be happy now. Feel good now. Counter the have-nots. Training your mind to see your good fortune means gently correcting yourself when you find yourself focusing on lack. Counter those negative observations with a corresponding positive statement. For example, you might find you need more time than you did when you were younger to recover from hard physical work. The gratitude mindset acknowledges the gift of strength and mobility, and that lets you do the work in the first place. You'll cancel it. When a negative thought comes into your mind, stop, take a breath, focus. See it in your mind's eye and simply say, I cancel that. I cancel that statement. I cancel when I just said that I function from scarcity. That no longer exists for me. I welcome the abundance of money. You see, money is like the tide. Sometimes it's out, sometimes it's in. But once it's out, you know it's going to come back. Do this for 1 month. Try it for 24 hours. Keep your perspective. Gratitude does not ignore the difficulties in life. It simply chooses to give them less energy. When circumstances are hard, remember that those challenges are only part of the picture. I have to take a break. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Sponsor driven. I got so involved in the topic that I forgot. I didn't forget. I thought I had more time, but I don't. I'm in gratitude for my sponsors. I really think of them as my partners. If you want to learn more about being part of the Kathy Watson Consortium, call me at 847-882-8717. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Lobstergram. Why not give the gift, the dompedion of gifts this season? Lobstergram. Lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. It is exquisite cuisine. You pick the day you want your feast to arrive. Send something different. You don't want to send something they already have or another trinket to put on their mantle. Send a mouth-watering holiday gift of succulent, live lobsters, tails, pork steaks, we've had them all, appetizers, desserts, or any combination you can think of. Get the holiday magazine. Dan Zawecki, the Lobster Man, wishes you a very happy Thanksgiving and holiday season, and bon appetit. Go to lobstergram.com or call 800-548-3562. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact. The Iron Workers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for iron workers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the dompedion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. They work hand in glove. They're kind of attached at the hip. To find out more about Impact, log on impact-net.org. And I love illuminating the character of iron workers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development, earn while you learn, a four-year apprenticeship, and then you become a journeyman, and you need to qualify? Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Hoffman Estates Park District. In 2009, they were the gold national medal winner, the award for excellence. Liga Cuff does a outstanding job as the director of the 50-plus consortium. If you're bored and lonely, honey, it is your choice. Log on heparks.org. And in gratitude for your flourishing financial life, if you have a little issue that you need to talk to a good an outstanding CPA, Greg McIntyre, you could email him at ahtax@ameritech.net. Hey, when you lean over candlelight, you don't want dark circles. You want to distress your face. Looks do matter. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. In the Elixir, get the book. It's free. It's not bait and switch. Send me your email. Let me know what radio show you listen to. You see, stress, toxicity, trauma, all leading factors in premature aging and death. And I have a product. It is so powerful, all natural, no animal testing. It is only available through contacting Kathy Watson. Thank you, my partners. It is my pleasure, and a happy holiday to all of them. Now, the books. Remember you went online? You clicked on books. First one was the e-book, nonfiction. The second, choices. Nonfiction. Then the Heart of the Lion. Both. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. Nonfiction, wonderful, wonderful stories. And remember, darlings, PSAs, the scam artists. Oh, they're pros at sweet talk, promising a solution, a problem, companionship for lonely hearts. Call 800-646-2283. Thank you, ARP. Hang up. Call the police, call a family member. Do not give out any money, any personal information, no social security number. Call the fraud hotline, 800-646-2283. And remember, domestic abuse, left unchecked, could be brutal, even deadly. Let's call it what it really is. It's a crime. The Illinois Domestic Abuse Hotline, 877-863-6338. The PSAs have been brought to you by Chuck Brazelton in Choices, Rhea Schmidt in Choices, Rudy Segovia in Choices, Kathy Watson in Choices, and Marilyn Pasella. Mobile drug testing is an on-site service. She will come to you, saving you time and money. And she does testing, random testing for IDOT, Illinois Department of Transportation. She is dedicated to making your life easier. And the testing provides fast, accurate service while treating your employee in a professional manner. Log on www.chicago-onsite-drug-testing.com. And to all of you, a very, very happy, peaceful Thanksgiving with gratitude. And next week, December 2nd, 12 noon to 1 p.m., the weather outside is frightful. On Wednesday, December 3rd, 8 to 9, gift giving. Thursday, noon to 12:30, Dan Zawiecki, the Lobster Man. Friday, holiday favorite things. Until then, au revoir.